Now let's look at people who did some acting. And I don't mean like Jolisa does acting. I mean they were getting involved in action. and John, let's go to Luke 5:4. And when he had stopped speaking, that is Jesus, he was in Peter's boat, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. And here was a word calling for some action. And hallelujah. Has God ever called on you for some action? Did a few times. Freaked me right out. But anyway, you know, Peter didn't want to launch out into the deep because he was having some feelings. And before he could obey God's word, he'd have to overcome his own feelings. His feelings were that I just fished all night and I'm fished out. You know, I love going fishing, but when I'm fished out, I just want to go back to shore and do something else. So I can relate to what Peter was feeling. He was fished out, and so he would have to overcome his feelings. And you know, may the Lord lift us up higher, to higher ground, to see past the veil of our flesh and the veil of our wants and the veil of our feelings. And so we know what Peter did. He obeyed the word of God, and when he did, the natural broke through into the spiritual blessing, hallelujah, that God had for Peter. And with one pull of the net, he had enough fish to almost sink two ships. Amen. And so we see how we can break into the spiritual. You know, there was a manifestation of the power of God there. Who doesn't want to see the manifestation of God's power in our churches, in our streets, in our homes, in our lives, wherever we go, a manifestation of his power? We might have to step out past our feelings. We might have to step up a little bit past our comfort zone before we can ignite God's spiritual blessings with a natural response. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about Peter being thrown in jail by Herod. Amen. And there was no earthly help for him. And the church just started praying to deliver their leader, Peter. And we know what happened. There were spiritual reinforcements were sent and sprung Peter from jail. Hallelujah. But it was the natural breaking into the spiritual again. And we're connected. And we're connected because God has connected us. God has caused us to be born, hallelujah, of his spirit. And, you know, we all, anyone who's had children here, you know, they're birthed in our likeness, you know. I hope they don't get my ears. I hope they don't get my nose, my offspring, that is. And so they're born in our image, and nothing changes. When God births his children, he births them in his image too. And hallelujah. And we have Peter, the breaking out of the natural and into the spiritual. And so Matthew 14:28-29. Hallelujah. Oh, then Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water. So he said, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. And so here is another opportunity. And this time Peter sets everything in motion. And we know they thought that Jesus was a ghost at first. There was a storm raging. And Peter says, Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you. So Lord says, come. Peter gets down out of the boat into a storm. Amen. And we know what happened next. Peter walked on the water for a few steps. He's the only man that ever did without Jesus walking on the water. Peter's the only one who did. Hallelujah. And I thought that was pretty neat. And what happened to Peter in that moment? Those guys were terrified. He went from zero to hero all in like a minute. And he went from fear to courage in 1 minute. And there's a reason for that, family. It's because he began to see past this natural world and he saw into the supernatural. Amen. And he wanted to be like Jesus. And so he stepped out of the boat and into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And what happened next? Spiritual power was released. And Peter walked a few steps on the water. And then he had to learn another lesson. Okay. Get your eyes off the things that are happening around you. Like they said in Lamentations, don't lose your hope because of what you see. Keep your eyes fixed on the invisible God. Hallelujah. And so we see that Peter broke through in that stormy moment, and he walked on the water for a few steps because he saw past the natural realm into the supernatural and realized this is where Jesus lived. And it was quite an awakening and for Peter stepping out of the boat and into the kingdom. And over time, you know, Peter would step out more often. Hallelujah, into the kingdom, and it would demand a spiritual response. Hallelujah. So I'm saying all these things, family, because if God is going to come into plain view and break out in our realm, our natural realm, he needs a people in which to break out through. And this mystery here, we read about it, we've heard about it, we may have a little bit of it in our lives. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. And I just want to say again, and I'm going to say it again and again and again. And we're a little group of people, just a tiny little taste. But spiritual gifts and the power of the Holy Spirit and spiritual manifestations have to proceed from the indwelling life of the Son of God, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. And Christ is formed in us to some degree. Maybe everyone's a little different, but when Christ comes in a fuller measure, amen, we're going to see greater breakthroughs. Hallelujah. And isn't this what we want? We want the natural to break through into the spiritual. We want to see God's answers. We want to see God's healings. We want to see his deliverances more than we do. Amen. Well, that means I need more of Jesus. Hallelujah. And less of me. Amen. And so we see, I don't want to diminish what we have. We have a wonderful presence of God among us, and God is working, amen, in a wonderful way. But he wants to do more. He wants to break out in our generation. And he wants to break out through those who have part in the first resurrection, through those who were dead but been made alive. Hallelujah. We've been made alive, and we're of the tribe of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed into his image. Didn't Jesus say that you're going to do greater things than I? Let's be honest. Do we see that? Come on. Then, Lord, let the time come. We've been waiting forever. Put us into action. We want to see what you're going to do. And family, the first thing that's going to happen before this power comes to enlighten his church or grab hold of his church is that we're going to get light about it. We're going to start hearing about it before it manifests itself. And hopefully that's what God's doing for us these days. And you know, there's three kinds of people in the church today. There's those that are making it happen, those that are watching it happen, and those are going, who are wondering what just happened. Amen. And we want to be those that are being pressed into action. Jesus promised that out of our hearts will flow rivers of living waters. And I want the rivers. I don't want a trickle. I don't want a creek. I want rivers. Have living waters to flow. And so the first thing that happens is we get the light. And then there comes a fight of faith. Hallelujah. And then there comes a rest. And then there comes the manifestation of the great promises of God. Hallelujah. And it's coming. We're beginning to see it. Once we begin to see, and that means it's coming in vision. Hallelujah. And we have a crop of mature Christians right here. Hallelujah. Most of you are all here this morning, too. And so, Lord, I said what I was supposed to say. Now I'm throwing the ball into your court, Lord, and I'm throwing the ball into the court of us all, something for us to pray through, something for us to pray about, Christ being formed in us, in his fullness, in his greatness, a manifestation of God everywhere we go, manifesting his presence, manifesting his miracles, manifesting, and not so we can be Bruce Almighty or Mabel Almighty, but so God can be come into plain view in this world. Hallelujah. Be brought up into a global stage. And so we hope in you, Lord. We're getting a little light, but we want you to come and finish what you've started in each one of us, Lord, and to pray you would be formed in a greater way in every heart and every life. Greater faith would rise up, greater answers to prayer. And we're thankful for the prayers you have answered and pray you your blessing on us and that you'd give us more light. You would prepare us for what you have for us. Amen. And Lord, we'd be of the generation, hallelujah, that carries you into all the earth. And the over-the-hill gang would strike, Lord, because you come in your fullness. And we'll give you the glory and honor and praises in Jesus' name. Amen.